Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We continue our conversation today with Michael Weeks. Now, remember, this is a two-part Community Close-Up series. So part one, if you didn't get to hear yesterday, is available online at our website. Just go to where it says Community Close-Up. You'll see it there. And now we have part two. When you and I talked initially, we talked a little bit. The Life Pod was a YouTube video, so that's where I saw that at.
Right.
But you've got some other things that you're involved in and something that you're thinking about with a big piece of land. Is that something we need to talk about today?
Well, my dream is to, you know, they say have big goals, but break it down into small pieces and achieve little things greatly one at a time. My dream is to somehow, when I look at our big challenges in life, mm-hmm. you know, we have issues with energy, housing, food, climate, etc. As a 58-year-old person, where can I make the most change in life with the least amount of effort? And I think housing is really the great undiscovered opportunity to be changed. We're still building homes in great sense, the same way that we were in 1947 after World War II. Yeah. However, the homes that we're building now are averaging 2,400 square feet or more, and they're costing $350,000 or more. And what's happening is, unlike 1962 when I was born, you could graduate from high school, get a job at the mill or the plant and make $10,000 a year, and you could buy a home and have seven kids, and your kids may even advance beyond your status, go to college, become professionals. Unlike that 1962 time frame, we live in a world now where the graduate is graduating with $60,000 in debt. They could not afford a $350,000 home, and America has changed. And so as far as housing goes, the first thing I'm thinking of is smaller is better. Before World War II, the average home was 600 to 900 square feet, and as many as seven children might come out of a home or more. Although that's not the ideal situation, it worked.
Yeah.
You know, people learned how to manage their time with only one bathroom, and they might have wrestled a little bit over that time, but somehow they survived. And that, along with the know-how and self-reliance of the Appalachian people, the people between the toes, or however you want to describe the region, mm-hmm. that independence that they had and that resourcefulness and creativity, along with smaller homes, makes me think that a return toward communities where we could build, let's start with maybe 3 to 5 acres, build a dozen homes around a small farm, and deliberately have a community kitchen. Not exclusively for cooking, but a social gathering place where you actually deliberately and intend on interacting with those that you live with, like we used to in the old days, while still maintaining your own space, a balance between autonomy and like a consensus, if you will.
Yeah.
So my goal would be to, first step would be to build a model of a self-sustaining home that uses modern materials but is still lovely to look at and be in, and invite people to come and touch that, feel that, ask questions about that. But use that model in somewhere very public to invite people to come to that small piece of land down the road. Maybe it's 45 minutes up the mountain or whatever. But that step one, build the model. Step two, develop that micro farm mm-hmm. and home community. Eventually, I'd like to make a 3-ring binder that describes this whole process and be able to give that to other communities that are looking to create affordable housing and or create new jobs, because these homes could be mass-produced. They could be manufactured of parts that could come together, maybe utilizing new technology like CNC flatbed routers and computer-aided design, so that they could be even more efficient and expedited quicker.
So are you going to work on it a little and let us know what happens with it as you go along?
Yeah, so step one is building relationships right now with people. I want to meet people here in the area that are like-minded, that think this might be a good idea, and ask them, is there a role you'd like to play in this? Some people are good at marketing. Some people are good at management. Others are good at construction. What needs do people have that this kind of community could satisfy? Are we talking about helping single moms with a couple of kids that are currently living in a motel room that's not safe or sanitary? Or are we talking about helping a tourist who comes to town from Minnesota who just loves the area so much that they want to settle here, but they'd like a little house that they don't have to really do any work to keep up? And who's my potential resident? Yeah. And what are their needs? And also, in a day and age when investing in the global economy is more and more volatile than ever before, are there folks that would like to invest in this kind of thing if I could return a certain percentage on their investment as well? And they'd be investing in something local, which, of course, turns over 6 to 9 times. So,
oh, yeah.
Anyway, that kind of thing.
So is there a way that if there's somebody listening that might be interested, they maybe could email you or talk to you or something?
Oh, that'd be great. They can email me at enjoylifepod@gmail.com, or they could even give me a call if they want to. I don't care. I can be reached at 828-378-4090.
Do both of those again, just in case.
Sure, that's Enjoy Life Pod, so that's ENJOYLIFEPOD@gmail.com. Or they can call me or text me at 828-378-4090.
Well, it's been fun talking to you, and I look forward to hearing kind of how it goes. And I have a feeling you have probably more stories that we could get together and talk about later on.
Well, I'm sure you do as well, and I've considered this a privilege. I like having the opportunity to participate in this community, and I appreciate your taking your precious time to talk a little bit about my vision for this. And I'd like to hear from other people about, hear their story and how it might play a role in this whole endeavor.
All right. Sounds good. Again, a quick reminder for you. This is a two-part community close-up, so part one is available online at our website, as is this part for that matter. You can check them out. Just go to Community Close-Up, and you'll see them there together if you'd like to listen to them again. Or perhaps you have a friend that might be interested in something like this. Mention it to them. Tell them to check it out on the website. Just go to, again, where it says Community Close-Up on our website. Thank you again to Michael Weeks for sharing with us today and yesterday. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.